If you took an evening walk or happened to look out your window eastward last Thursday, you saw what some call the worm moon, a term American Indians introduced. While these nomadic people didn't follow a Julian calendar, they knew the importance of using seasonal lunar phases to record passing time. In certain climate zones, snow had melted enough to reveal visible earthworm casts, indicating returning robins. Thus, the March moon became worm moon. Northern tribes might call that same orb full crow moon due to the cawing of returning crows, or full crust moon due to crust topping snow from spring melts and freezes. Eastern tribes sometimes called it sap moon because of rising maple sap. This practice of using regional descriptions to name monthly full moons makes each one unique. It seems calling the moon something specific like snow moon, February, thunder moon, July, or long night's moon, December, made humans more aware of passing seasons. Living a migratory life in teepees or other portable housing had to make it easier to recognize these cycles and their natural connections. Although I live in a traditional house, moving from city lights to a rural area introduced me to these monthly phases. Growing up in a city with heavy light clutter, I had no understanding of waning and waxing, or even about full moons, until it had to do with going to the beach under a full June orb to capture silvery grunion swimming to shore to lay eggs. Somehow, I hadn't noticed most calendars do include moon cycles for the light clutter impaired. As an adult living in Kansas and driving home from late practices and games, I eventually noticed predictable moon cycles. After several months, I saw that the moon waxed or grew into a full moon from the left or in a D shape. Shrinking or waning moons disappear from the right in a C shape. Despite studying these phases using ping pong balls in a grade school science class, it took seeing that butter-colored satellite go through its nightly paces in rural skies to understand what my teacher had tried to show me long ago. As I became more attuned to moon phases, I noticed we sometimes have two full moons in a month. This happens about every 33 months because moon cycles are 29 and a half days. In recent decades, the second full moon in a month is called a blue moon, hence the saying, once in a blue moon, to mean something that doesn't happen very often. Even rarer are two blue moons in one year, which must occur on either side of February, since it has only 28 days in most years. For those of us who love full moons, wait for a summer blue moon. Mark your calendar and plan a memorable moonlight picnic or campout. Over time, the visible moon will shrink to nothing, leaving us with a new or dark moon. Then we can watch it grow either into an April moon if we're tied to the Julian calendar, or to a grass moon if we prefer to think seasonal change drives the full moon's name. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.